91.5 WMFL Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Thank you, DJ Jay, for that lovely two-hour show of yours there. We're going to kick it off this evening with a special Halloween edition of the Squid Pod. But of course, first we're going to pay tribute to Pete Burns of Dead or Alive, who passed away this past week here at 57. We're going to miss you, buddy. Good evening, everyone. It is a Sunday night here in the middle of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, which means you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Sunday evening from 10 to 11 p.m. on 91.5 FM in the greater Boston area, or you can stream us from the station's website at WMFO.org or on our free app for your smart devices. Unless, of course, you have a Samsung Galaxy 7. I don't recommend that. Our main focus here is on the 80s, but of course we stray into other decades as well. If you like what you hear and feel like participating, feel free to make a request at 617-627-3800 or drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. If I can't get to your request this evening, I'll do my best to get to it next week. And if you don't hear it at all, please don't be offended. It simply means I did not find that it matched the format of the show. So, for instance, don't ask me to play anything by the Moody Blues and such. And one last note here. You can also follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. Okay. We've got a special show for you this evening here. It is, of course, Halloween tomorrow. So this is the Halloween edition of the Squid Pod. We're going to do our best to bring you the spookiest 80s tracks, if you will. And tomorrow on Halloween is actually a very special day. It is a black moon. That's right. The black moon is a second new moon of the month, as opposed to a blue moon, which is the second full moon of a month. So, extra significance there for you. Okay. But of course, here at the Squid Pod, we wish every day was Halloween. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. And I'm your host, Savoir Fair. Started that set off with a tribute to Pete Burns, of lead singer of Dead or Alive, who passed away this past week at the age of 57. Another tragic loss here this year in the rock world. Heard the track Lover Come Back to Me from their 1985 release Youthquake. Ministry gave us Every Day is Halloween. Some of the 12-inch singles, 1981 to 1984. A little compilation from Wax Trax there in 1987 of Ministry's early singles. And in case you're just tuning in, this is an official Halloween version of Songs from the Squid Pod. After Ministry, we heard Total Coilo with Dracula's Tango off of their one and only full-length album, Man O' War, from 1983. They were kind of that one-hit wonder out of the UK with their track I Eat Cannibals, which I could have also played, but I figured everyone kind of knows that by now. But Dracula's Tango, I love that track. And hey, apropos here for this evening, this holiday. Man of War was never actually released in the U.S. And outside of the U.S., they are actually known as Toto Coilo, which is Latin for, you know, it roughly translates to complete heaven. But they had to change it to Total, T-O-T-A-L, Coilo, because of the American band Toto. And quite frankly, I really don't understand, you know, the legality of some of these issues, I guess, with band names, because the two bands are worlds apart. Not to mention that one really has two words in it and is actually a Latin phrase versus Toto, you know, whatever. I don't know. And we wrapped it up there with Susie and the Banshees giving us Halloween off of their 1987 release, Juju. All right. Coming up on close to 25 after here on 10 o'clock. Plenty to get to here. So we're going to go back to the 80s again here for a classic Halloween spooky slash, you know, whatever, horror genre movie from the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Come to your brother. So the cosmonaut. Mm-hmm. He's the first man ever to go into space, right? The Russians beat the Americans. Mm-hmm. So he goes up in this big spaceship, but the only habitable part of it's very small. So the cosmonaut's in there, and he's got this portal window, and he's looking out of it, and he sees the curvature of the Earth for the first time. The first man to ever look at the planet he's from. And he's lost in that moment. And then all of a sudden, this strange ticking. Begins coming out of the dashboard.
Okay, yeah.
Rips out the control panel, right? Takes out his tools. Trying to find the sound, trying to stop the sound. But he can't find it. He can't stop it. It keeps going. A few hours into this, begins to feel like torture. A few days go by with this sound, and he knows that this small sound will break him. He'll lose his mind. What's he gonna do? He's up in space. Alone in a space closet. He's got 25 days left to go with this sound. So Cosmonaut decides the only way to save his sanity is to fall in love with this sound. So he closes his eyes. And he goes into his imagination. And when he opens them, he doesn't hear ticking anymore. He hears music. And he spends the remainder of his time sailing through space in total bliss and peace.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO Medford. 10 minutes to 11 here, which means you are still listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. And of course, we have, if you have been listening to us anyway, we've been with special Halloween edition here of the Squid Pod. And you may have heard that, or one of those public service announcements there, that yes, we are still in the midst of our donation drive. So please, if you have a moment, visit donate.wmfo.org or the station's main website at wmfo.org and take a moment to donate what you can. It can be any amount. You would, any little amount helps us dramatically here. All of us here, the staff, the DJs, we are all volunteers here. We do this for the love of the bringing you good music, new music, music from the past. But yes, we have CD players, turntables, speakers, microphones, headphones, all sorts of things that do break down occasionally. And while we are partially funded by Tufts University, we can really just never have enough in the coffers, if you will. In the coffins, since we're on the Halloween kick here. But yes, please, if you have a moment and you got a couple of bucks to spare, we here would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's talk about what we've been listening to here. I'm going to cue up another one here. There we go, in the background music. Yes, we are listening to Aphex Twin off of his selected ambient works from 1985 to 1992. In the background here, this is Delphium. All right. In any event, less than 10 minutes to go here. And let's see here. Where do we start this? Yeah. Okay. We started the last set off with Gerard McMahon. with the theme from the Lost Boys soundtrack, Cry Little Sister, from 1987. Oingo Boingo was in there, giving us Dead Man's Party, title track to their 1985 release. Oingo Boingo, of course, being fronted by Danny Elfman, who's done pretty much every musical score for movies and TVs pretty much since then, it seems, these days. But hey, more power to him. And the Police gave us Shadows in the Rain off their 1980 release, Zenyatta Mondatta. Paola's with a dollar sign at the end there. It's not really an S, but, you know, gotta be true to the name here. Gave us Eyes of a Stranger off of their 1982 release, No Stranger to Danger. All right, we're going to continue with the Halloween theme here with another track off of the Valley Girl motion picture soundtrack. This is Rachel Sweet. Point five WMFO Medford, This has been the Halloween edition of Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Avoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed it. And a couple of minutes to go here. I'm going to leave you with one last track. Of course, you can always find the archive versions of the show on the station's website, WMFO.medford. Excuse me. Yeah, I'll be okay. WMFO.org. You can also find the playlist there as well. And please, if you have a moment and some spare change, feel free to donate to us, which you can access from that site as well, or you can go directly to donate.wmfo.org. I'm sure I speak for everyone here at WMFO that we appreciate it. Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. Check out next week.